A discussion on agriculture mounted by the Barbados Association of Professional Engineers, better known as BAPE, has thrown out some hope for using drones to tackle crop theft in the country. Agriculture Minister Indar Weir was the first to place the issue on the table.
Predator larceny we have to address. And I've looked at some solutions. And again, technology confronts us. First of all, our security systems have to be driven properly by technology. And we can put up the cameras or we can put up the lights, etc., but we still need surveillance. And in a proper surveillance system, we cannot rule out technology in terms of drone technology. Drone technology that is also controlled by remote access, where you can do surveillance of fields within a short space of time and be able to detect and photograph what is taking place in those fields. So this, for us, represents a great opportunity for all Barbadians to benefit, but at the same time for us to take a holistic technological approach.
Vice President of the Barbados Unmanned Aerial Association, David Lewis, expanded on the prospects for using technology to fight the problem.
As a private contractor, I have had some discussion with a number of agricultural entities here who are interested in reducing their losses from predator larceny. And the service being offered is aerial surveillance, where perpetrators can be identified by day or night, backed up by a ground support unit armed with something called a DNA taser. So this person can actually be tied with a DNA taser, and that implant will survive for 3 months. And based on the photographs taken, once that person is apprehended within the 3 month period, the residual of the tie can be detected for 100% prosecution. And why we say that is because one of the complaints of the plantation owners has been, when you catch these people, or if you just scare them away, they just come back. But if you catch them, they want to see some sort of prosecution take place so as to act as a deterrent for future perpetrators. So the drone technology can be used to assist in the surveillance of wide acreage. It's not very applicable to this new technology of hydroponics and vertical farming, etc., because that's all in a very small space. But for open field, open agricultures, cane, produce, where large acreages have to be covered, this technology is perfect for it.
He says it's a second technology suited to high-value crops such as herbs in small areas.
And it was a modification of a system that was originally designed for copper theft, where people go into electrical plants and stuff and they steal the wire for the resale of copper on the illegal metal market. And this was a grid of interlocking and centrally and mutually supporting cameras, which actually transmit a picture via SIM card back to a monitoring station. And it totally covers a specific area, which tends to be a smaller area than open farming, like the kind of area that would be open to herb, like chive, that kind of stuff. Seasonings, that kind of stuff. That is perfect. It worked very well at Gibbons Bog, and once it is properly calibrated against random movement, stray animals and stuff like that, it's pretty accurate.
Vice President of the Barbados Unmanned Aerial Association, David Lewis. He was speaking at a discussion on technology and agriculture mounted by the Barbados Association of Professional Engineers. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.